With today's North Iowa News on your Monday, March 11th, I'm Chris Burke, filling in for Mark Pitts. A North Iowa 19-year-old is facing a pair of weapons-related charges. The Howard County Sheriff's Office says they received a 911 call shortly before 8 p.m. on Thursday from a male stating his roommate was threatening home with a gun at 110th Street in Cresco. When a deputy arrived on scene, the subject, Deshaun Tobacco of Cresco, took off running, but he was apprehended after a short foot pursuit. Sheriff Tim Beckman says the victim stated Tobacco pointed a 12-gauge shotgun at him 4 or 5 times before Tobacco left the residence. According to the criminal complaints, when he was arrested, he smelled of alcohol and had bloodshot, watery eyes. A witness also said he'd been drinking Bacardi prior to the incident. He's been charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, an aggravated misdemeanor, and possessing or carrying a dangerous weapon while under the influence, a serious misdemeanor. An Owine man has been arrested after he was accused of taking sexual videos of a minor while the victim was asleep. The Owine Police Department says 35-year-old Jason Berkey was taken into custody shortly before 11 a.m. on Thursday in the 100 block of 8th Avenue Northwest, following a report of Berkey possessing nude photos of a minor. He's been charged with purchasing, possessing a depiction of a minor in a sex act, first offense, Class D felony, and invasion of privacy, an aggravated misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaints, Berkey allegedly used his cellular device to take multiple videos of the victim, a minor child, who was asleep at the time. Because the victim was asleep, the minor was unable to give consent to being video or viewed, photographed, or filmed. Authorities say the videos depicted the minor child undressed or partially disrobed and engaging in a prohibited sexual act or the simulation of a prohibited sexual act. Court records show Berkey was convicted last October for interference with official acts after he tried to run away from Owine police while they were investigating reports of a suspicious person, possibly on narcotics, walking through people's yards. On August 25th of 2023, officers had to threaten him with tasers before he would surrender, after which he claimed he ran from police because some, quote, bad dudes were chasing him. About a month ago, the Floyd County EMS Advisory Council was threatened to be derailed by defections. Now the group appears to be back on task. After key departures were averted, the council's once again working on a recommendation to Floyd County supervisors for the makeup of a tax levy to generate revenue for emergency medical services, or EMS. Funds raised would go to EMS providers in the county and possibly a county-run ambulance service. During last Monday's Charles City Council meeting, Councilman Patrick Lumley, also a member of the EMS Advisory Council, said they're still targeting a special election in September over the general election in November.
The consensus among the Advisory Council for September special election would be that the voter would be more in tune to vote how they feel about EMS vice the presidential election and so forth and whatever else is going to be on the ballot. So we get a true reading of the voting community on EMS within Floyd County.
Lumley said they're gearing up to take the need for the tax levy to the public.
We're going to have an open house in May at the fire station, like a pancake breakfast. That'll coincide with EMS, which is celebrating their yearly month there. And then we'll be at the party in the park, the Floyd County Fair. Going to go out and visit each city council within the county. So we got a very robust education plan.
They also know getting the measure passed won't be easy.
It's going to be an uphill battle. Nobody likes to have their property taxes raised. But at the end of the day, what's at stake? And what is at stake is ambulance service. And what service do we have today versus what we have tomorrow?
Lumley said the EMS Advisory Council will likely take direction from the Ambulance Commission on EMS tax levy rate proposed to supervisors. During their meeting last week, the Ambulance Commission appeared ready to pursue a max levy of up to 75 cents per $1,000 total assessed valuation for 15 years, which could generate over $750,000 per year. City and the county contract with private provider AMR Ambulance, whose operation they jointly subsidize with a payment of $415,000 this fiscal year. Officials from both groups say that if EMS tax levy is not passed, it could mean a reduction in the level of ambulance service or lead to cuts elsewhere to keep ambulance services the same. Repairs are underway on the existing Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing. The Iowa Department of Transportation closed the bridge back on February 25th after it was discovered that two of the bridge piers shifted, making the bridge unsafe for traffic. During the repair process, portions of the bridge deck will be removed, leaving large gaps in the bridge surface. The bridge is not safe for pedestrian use and will be closed to all traffic during repairs. The DOT says the bridge will not reopen until it's safe for public use. The repairs are expected to be complete by late April. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has since issued a disaster proclamation activating the Federal Highway Administration Emergency Repair Program, which authorizes emergency relief funding to cover the cost of repair or construction of federal aid routes that have suffered severe damage as a result of sudden structural failure. Construction continues on the new bridge adjacent to the existing bridge. Project completion is anticipated in 2026. With the closure of the existing bridge, the nearest bridge for vehicles to cross the Mississippi River are La Crescent, Minnesota, and La Crosse, Wisconsin, or Marquette and Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. For more information, you can go to the Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing website or Facebook page. In advance of March 25th through the 29th is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa later on this month. Chickasaw County Emergency Management Agency will host a Storm Spotter training session coming up Tuesday. The free basic spotter training class is open to anyone with no registration necessary. The training session begins at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday at the Chickasaw County Rescue Squad at 260 East Prospect in New Hampton. Chickasaw County EMA, along with the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, National Weather Service, and Iowa Emergency Management Association will join together to promote Severe Weather Awareness Week, March 25th through March 29th. Each day that week will feature a different focus to highlight the importance of being aware of and prepared for severe weather. Monday, March 25th will focus on severe thunderstorms. Tuesday, the 26th will be on weather warnings. Wednesday, the 27th on tornadoes, including the annual statewide tornado drill at 10 a.m. that morning. Thursday, March 28th highlights family preparedness, and Friday, March 29th focuses on flash floods. For more information on severe weather preparedness, you can visit ready.iowa.gov or chickasawcounty.iowa.gov. More news in a minute.